The most important thing, obviously, is the preservation of life, and really what we want to do first and foremost is for people just to urge caution in relation to the weather events that we're seeing. You know, if you absolutely have to travel, give yourself some additional time. Don't be forced into having to drive maybe a little bit faster than you should be in the condition. Really, really urge, just be cautious while you're out on the road. Be aware of the risk of debris, you know, down trees, you know, down branches and so on and so forth. And obviously, there's always the risk of power lines being down. So just, you know, at these times, you just have to apply an extra degree of caution as you go about your business. We have a further meeting this afternoon with the National Director for Fire and Emergency Management, and we'll have a further severe weather assessment team get together after that, and we'll respond then accordingly. Mm. I suppose the biggest challenge as we have today, it's a combination of rain and wind. The concern for Storm Eunice, which is coming in Thursday night into Friday, is quite strong winds as well, but probably more concentrated in the south of the country. In the northern part of the country and the northwest, there is a risk of additional precipitation, possibly sleet and snow conditions. But again, it was a little bit far out when we were getting the detailed forecast yesterday. So we'll be issuing further advisories today and tomorrow.